broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. 8:22. It gets later every week.
Right on time.
Right on time. Right on time. We are joined on Sports Talk by the head girls golf coach at Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Jeff Vaughn. Vaughnie, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
What a year you're having, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty special, actually. I thought we'd be pretty good, but definitely a pleasant surprise.
Absolutely. Awesome.
We're going to roll the clock back a little bit. So in life, you're lucky when you have a friend as close as, like, somebody who is your right-hand man.
Yep.
Me and Fee have that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? You had that with Joe Brentz.
Yeah, we were... real close.
Yeah.
Real close.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we lost Big Joe to cancer, and you took over the head coaching job. Explain how that all took place there as far as you getting that.
Well, unfortunately, you know, with Joe passing, and I've been helping him for about the last, 15, 16 years, and I know his health wasn't very good, and last year he said, hey, you know, would you be willing to step in and take over for me? And, you know, one thing that I told him, I wanted to make sure I kept his legacy going. There's a lot of other things I could be doing, but I was kind of there with Joe when he started the program back up after you had it. And so it's been special. I mean, I miss it. I miss him riding in the cart with him and all BS and stories. And you know how Joe is. But it's an honor to be this successful, and I give a lot of that credit to him.
Yeah, absolutely. This is no doubt a carryover from him being a coach and him making an impact on those kids.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, all these girls played for him. A lot of them are 2 to 3 year players, and you know, his presence still out there. I mean, their first practice of the year, we're out there and it's beautiful out, and all of a sudden it just pours down rain, and I'm like, Brunzy, what the hell are you doing? The night we went to Minster to play, and I, you know, we were driving, and I just said, you know, Joe, be with these girls tonight, and they came out and won. So, you know, he's still around.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what? They're not undefeated in the league for no reason. They are putting together some nice numbers, and you got depth.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, that's what I told them at the beginning of the year. Last year we were decent, but we always had to take a 55, 56. And, yeah. I mean, this year has been unbelievable. I mean, there was one the match that they shot 185. We had 5 girls in the 40s, and we threw out a 48. I mean, that doesn't happen very often.
No.
So that has been huge. And, you know, like, that night, my 6th girl shoots a 46. So, you know, it's been picking up your teammate when the other one's not playing so well.
Yeah. So, what kind of a... It has been an advantage for us to go to Portland.
Oh, absolutely. Even though teams don't like coming over there and playing, because it's not the plushest thing. It's not the Elks, but... every girls coach, I think, is envious of us, because I got 15 girls this year, and they get to play all the time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've talked to a lot of the coaches, and since the season starts, they maybe get 3 holes in at the Elks if they're lucky.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go out, hit the range, we'll go play 4 or 5 holes. Last night, I think we ended up playing like 6, and we screwed around and hit, you know, just different shots. Yeah. So it has been a great advantage for us.
Absolutely. And hats off to Doc Carr, who just... He's just a great guy.
And he's trying.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's better.
This year, the greens are at least acceptable. Last year, at times, it was like, you know, kind of embarrassing sometimes when you had come team's playing, but this year I can't complain. It's green, and the greens are actually, you know, pretty nice.
Yeah, he started with an awful disadvantage. Right. His first year he owned it was a drought.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been, like I said, it's been
and COVID, I think.
Great advantage to us to have that as our home course.
So you have quite a few kids on the program. 15, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't really go and seek anybody out in eighth grade, and I told Amy, go ahead and put a sign-up sheet. I didn't know. And Brunsey always didn't really want to recruit too hard because he didn't want too many girls.
Yeah.
So she sent me the list, and I had 7 newcomers, and one was a senior that's never played before. So, you know, they've improved. I mean, we've had 4 or 5 JV matches, and our JV's undefeated. They shot a 218 the other night, and a lot of varsity girls are shooting that, so they're getting better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have 15 girls. It's kind of hard at time to help them all. But
I'll tell you what, though. Doesn't that, as a coach, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
You're putting a game out there that's fun, and the girls are spreading the word. I mean, and I guarantee you.
They're recruiting some other kids now. Absolutely. You know, and it is neat. I mean, I got 6 freshmen. We don't have any sophomores,
mm-hmm.
4 seniors, and, you know, like 4 juniors. So it's a nice mix. And
good mix.
They're a great group of kids. I mean, I wouldn't do it if they weren't fun.
Yeah. So hey, let's pay some bills real quick.
Right.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about your players. We'll go over your roster and who we got left on the schedule and what we got to do to get us a MAC title.
All righty.
Sports Talk presented by
The Wayne IGA.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in 2 things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous 3-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our 2 lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Bremen to take on the always tough Lady Cardinals. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity match. Video will be available on NK Telco. Then on Friday, it'll be football at St. Henry. Our pregame show will start at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
How's work going?
Awesome. Awesome.
Time to go home today?
About 10 to 4.
Ooh.
Been working late.
Killing you. Working harder now than you ever did.
Yeah.
Top Ranch, nice sign.
Good sign.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, awesome. Big sign.
When did that show up? Today?
Yesterday. Calvin
yesterday. I missed it.
He spent more on that building so far than Harold did in the 15 years he owned it.
Well, he didn't need to. Carl did everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fan of this kid, new owner.
He's awesome.
He filled my grandson's bike tire up. So, and he messed with him a little bit. So I said, I already like him better than like Harold.
I've been fired by 4 people already.
Have you got canned?
You better get to work. He's going to fire you.
So tell us about the new guy a little bit.
Trevor Winning, he started with Ivan down here. He was there for about 10 years, and then he went out on his own in Burkittsville, built a shop, and then it just got bigger and bigger, and he had too much going on and nobody leave him alone, and wanted to get a business back in town again, and he was looking for land, and he found some, and he called me and said, I'd rather have your business. I said, you hit me at the right time. We got it all done. And
congratulations.
I think he's going to be good.
And you're going to stick around for a while, right?
Yeah, I'd like to stick around for a little while. I'm having fun so far, and everything's going good.
That's great. That'll just keep clicking, Old Hastings Auto. Now it's Top Ranch. So, hey, we're here with Jeff Vaughn, the head golf coach of the Lady Indians. Coach, we're 6-0 in the MAC. Is that right?
7-0.
7-0. We got St. Henry at the Elks tomorrow. Big one because St. Henry's playing better.
Yep.
And you just really never know. You just never know.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You guys both play golf. You know how you can go out one day and play great, and the next day you just are horrible. So, and you know, with girls, it's unpredictable as well. Yeah. St. Henry's playing well. We haven't had a whole lot of success against them. And, the one thing about this group of girls that I really like is they're very competitive. Because when we went to Minster, their mindset was that we're going to beat them. And, we haven't had that.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about how we're playing right now. If we go over and stumble, it's just one loss. So we'd still be tied in top with Minster.
So you got 4 seniors. Why don't you go over these girls real quick?
Yeah, I got 4 seniors. Emma Will, who's a 4-year golfer for us, and she's our number 2, and she's playing real well this year. We also have Ava Collig, who's Joe's goddaughter, who's been playing for about 4 years, and Joe kind of got her started. And then I have a newcomer in Brooklyn Wyckoff that came out this year. I mean, she hasn't got to play too many matches, but she's having fun and getting better. And then we have Ella Shane, who unfortunately Ella was second team all MAC last year and decided to try to cut her finger off and work this summer. So
that's good.
She's only played the last week or so, but she shot a 49 and a 46.
I like that.
She's kind of put me in a tough spot because she hasn't played any MAC matches. And so we're kind of rolling with the same lineup we've had. Yeah. So those are our 4 seniors, and they're great kids and good leaders. And so been playing well this year.
And then your other kids that play varsity?
Yeah, we have Olivia Knapke's our number 1 golfer. Been steady. She was steady last year.
She's a junior.
Yeah, and then we got Mallory Evers, that has just been on fire. The last 5 rounds, shot 46, 46, 47, 47.
And that is
Craig's. Craig's daughter, and she is playing well. And then we have Georgia Winning, which is Matt and Stacy's daughter.
Yeah.
She's been consistent all year. And then Abby Briner, which I know her mom's Molly. I'm not sure her dad's name, Kyle. She's come on really well here lately, and so she's a junior as well. And then we have a Riley Bupp that's a junior that's played a few matches varsity as well.
Well, good deal. That's great. And then the rest of your JV, you have, did you say you got 8 other kids?
We got Liza Knapke, Kyra Brunswick, Layla Armstrong, Emily Beckman, Macy Koffenberger, and Cora Pearson are all freshmen on the team. So.
Wow.
Tremendous.
Yeah,
and your JV scores, you said they haven't lost a match yet.
No, so they've had success, even though that hopefully they know how to keep score. it's one of those things. Yeah. After our first match, I was so mad at our varsity, and I told him I want to drive this microbird off the road. I told him, I said, I guess I'm just too competitive. I expected more. You guys are either cheating, good cheaters in practice, or we just had a bad night, and since then they've just turned it on. So that's been the last actual individual match we lost, which was our first one. So
wow, that's awesome.
And we're averaging like a 201, which is probably the best I know we've had since I've been involved with the girls.
Amazing, yeah. So the boys' golf program is also having a good year. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of depth and some really solid players at the top of their rotation.
Yeah, the guys' golf is unbelievable, the scores these kids are putting up. I seen the kid from St. Henry the other night. It's just amazing what they're shooting. And our team's solid. Luckily,
I think on our boys' team, we've had five different guys that had the best score a lot of times medalists.
I know there's got to be at least 20 kids on the team, which is incredible.
Yep.
I mean, so.
And they're young, too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So, yeah, they've been successful. You know, at one point, both of us were undefeated, and I know they've stumbled a couple times, but they're solid.
Still good. Yeah.
And luckily, we haven't really had the conflict with matches at the same time or practice, so it's worked out well.
Yeah. So when is the MAC?
The MAC is next Saturday, week from Saturday, and that's at Stillwater. And then our sectional this year, since we're District 9, will be at Stillwater as well. So at least we get to play back-to-back rounds. And then this Sunday, myself and another parent are taking the girls over and playing 18 Sunday morning at Stillwater.
Perfect.
Have you played
there yet at all?
We had the opportunity. We scheduled Rushi, threw that in last Thursday to get a chance to go over and play. And shot a 191 over there. So,
yeah, you can score there.
As long as you keep it out of the trees, you're going to be able to score. And, you know, that's the big thing our girls are starting to figure out. They're starting to manage a little bit.
Yep.
That's one difference between boys and girls. Like, they think they can hit any shot.
Yep.
And the guy's like, well, I'm going to chip it out here and play it smart. But and that's the other fun thing about coaching these girls. It's just like I'm thinking to myself, there's no way in hell we're going to make a shot. But if you're comfortable, you hit that.
Yeah.
So, and you know, that's kind of been my philosophy with them. We've been really working on tempo. And my other thing is I tell them, don't think. Because thinking in golf or sports, you're going to fail if you think.
Yeah. It is amazing how, and you've been coaching athletes and kids for, how old are you,
52? I'm 52, and
this is my 30th year in basketball. So you think about that. It is amazing how people rip coaches and all that stuff all the time. But it is amazing how hard you, as a coach, root for your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And if people had any clue about how bad coaches want their kids to succeed.
Yeah, I agree.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, that's one nice thing about girls' golf. I mean, it hasn't, you know, you don't have parents complaining. They're happy their kid's out there playing. We don't have, you know, unfortunately, don't have a whole lot of spectators. But, you know, that's just like my juniors this year. This is the first year anyone's played varsity because we've had so many kids. And that's what I keep telling these freshmen. These girls were in your exact spot.
Yep.
But, you know, and if you don't like the kids, you're not going to coach. Right. And, you know, one thing I always told my wife, I said, the day I feel like I'm ineffective and I can't build relationships with kids, then I know I need to get out.
Yep.
So it's been great. I enjoy it. Time consuming, but my wife's never home, so it's kind of nice.
Well, you know, reason.
She's a little busy, too.
She is busy. She's always running to Columbus or here and there. Yeah, so it's
making things better for the kids.
Right. So it's been great. I enjoy it.
Well, good luck the rest of the season. And, man, we're pulling for you guys.
Keep it going.
And we'd love to celebrate. Yeah.
Tell us about the hair.
Well,
how are we getting to that?
We'll
wait then if we need to pay some bills. Yeah. But no, it would be, if we could win the MAC, I mean, who would ever thunk? I can think back when Joe approached, and no, I know Barb Sopbine's probably listening. When Joe approached her about like 15 years ago, I think Tori was like a sophomore about playing girls golf. And I can remember Barb saying, you girls better not embarrass us. And that was her big thing. And I'm like, just say, Barb, look at us now, you know?
Yep.
And I always get complimented. Most teams we play, they love playing with our girls because they got good personalities and they're not, you know, overbearing.
Tough,
So it's been a blast, and this year's been really special.
Been a great year, yes.
Let's take one more break. Come back. We'll talk Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, God. Well, that or Browns.
Or Browns. No, we ain't talking about the Browns.
Let's just don't talk about it.
Hey, we're the host. Yeah. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
Dwayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, September 22nd at the Legion from 8:30 to 12:30. Tickets are available from any high school or junior high school band or choir member, or you can also get them at the door. The tickets are only $8 each, and kids age 5 and under are free, and carryouts will also be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, breakfast pastries, and a drink. So step out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 22nd, for the annual Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Legion.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Talk Bubba and Fee, joined by Jeff Vaughn and big Bengals fan and had a good time at the first game. Bengals and Browns, if a guy had any brains, as bad as our teams are, we should have bet the New England Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
no because, doubt. You knew in openers, and we was all fired up that he was going to lay eggs.
No doubt, which, eggs were going to happen.
You know, Dallas at least is a solid team. Yeah. I mean, New England's picked to be last in the. But it happens. You know, we move on, and hopefully it gets better.
Hopefully it gets better. I agree. That's right.
Vaughn, before we leave, let's talk a little bit about your head coach at Mississauga Valley High School.
Yeah.
Heading back to the old...
back to the Hawks.
Hawks, and that's really cool.
Yeah, it really wasn't in my cards. I wasn't planning on doing that. I enjoyed myself last year back at the Fort doing freshman boys, and job came open, some people called, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I got a good young group of kids. Got like 19 players and 15 of them are freshmen and sophomores. Yeah. So we're going to be really, really young.
And the one kid, King
Scott.
He was tough last year.
He was impressive as a freshman. He was impressive.
He's a neat kid. He doesn't know how good he actually could be. And that's what we've been working on this summer. And I'm looking forward to it. We'll probably take some lumps this year. Yeah. But it was fun. I had a good fun summer. I got the neatest thing was I got three guys that are coaching with me that were with my players the last time I was down there, which that's been kind of special.
Yeah,
I told my wife watching scrimmages this summer I enjoyed that more than being the head coach.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And I got old trusty Hubs down there.
So I'm in the hospital.
Really?
Last week I'm in the hospital. He comes in the room.
Hubs?
Yeah. And I love him. You know, we're talking.
Oh, he's awesome. He goes,
I said, so are you on staff? For some reason, he hired me back. You know how he talks.
He's cheap labor. He's free, you know. Hubs will do anything for you. He still has a passion for the game, you know. So, he's volunteering. He beats me to open gyms. Dude, you're making me look bad. He went to the home football game, and I wasn't there because we were camping. I'm like, they're going to want you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I told them all you're camping, you know. So, he's a great dude.
He is.
So, it's going to be fun. fun. Like I said, we started up open gyms. I think I had like 17 there last night. So.
Wow. That's great.
That's a good turnout.
So, yeah. I don't know if my wife's going to like it so much, but
yeah,
I thought she'd...
She's been mad at you before.
Well, and when that came open and I said, I'm going to apply, and she said, apply, and I'm like, really? So, you know, that's a good thing. Yep. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. You'll do great.
Well, good luck to the Bengals. good luck to those Indians.
Yeah.
That is going to be, well, I mean, what just one game at a time, right?
Yeah, that's what I, you know, we haven't preached MAC things, you know. I don't bring it up. I always just, like, Olivia's played against some good golfers. I said, just play your game. Don't worry about who you're playing against, you know, and... So she doesn't, you know, try to get overhyped. And these girls are pretty even keel, and they want to compete. So it's been, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
good luck, buddy.
Good luck, my friend, and thanks for stopping up. I know.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Wednesday night, it's always a busy night, but how's the family? Good?
Good, good. Tori's getting married in May.
That's what I thought. Yeah. You got a big one coming up.
She's an Indy. Trevor's an Indy. He's got himself a new girlfriend, and she's a Chiefs fan. She lives in Milwaukee. Ooh,
could be a rocky week.
They were going to go to the game. He said he wouldn't spend that much for a ticket, but she's a really nice kid, girl. And then Allie's student teaching now at IU East, and will be done
in the fall.
Yeah, or in the spring.
Good deal.
And
I happened to run into her down at down in Richmond.
This summer she was working at Goodwill. Yeah. And she said, Dad, you aren't going to believe who came in there, Neil Spencer.
I had a doctor's appointment. Looking for Hawaiian shirts.
Absolutely.
Hawaiian shirts. And I thought, it can't be Allie. Why is she there? And I walked up, said, hi, Neil. It is Allie.
Yeah, they're all doing good and kind of nobody at home right now. It's a little weird, but it's nice.
Yep.
You know, they come home now, and then it's like, okay, it's about time for you to go.
Yep.
You've been here long enough.
You know, so, no, they're all doing good. And Allie, you know, she gave up basketball.
Yeah.
She's not playing, and that was part of my decision to doing the Miss Cinewall thing, and I told her it's your decision. And so I'm glad I got something to do this winter.
Maybe she can come help you coach.
Well, I think she will,
play open
somewhere.
Gym.
Neil, I know we didn't talk it, but you're asking about my hair. So, So, I don't know. It was like the first week of season. After we shot a 223, I think it was the next day at practice. Like, coach, if we get in the 180s, can we shave and dye your hair? And I'm thinking, we just shot 223. Safe bet.
Yeah, no problem.
So I said, yeah, no problem, girls. We'll bet that. So, you know, every match, they kept getting closer. And so as soon as I thought we were playing terrible that night as well. We were playing Coldwater, and Coldwater shot unbelievable that night. I'm watching this. I'm like, I'm thinking we're not doing well, and I come in and they're all smiles. So Tuesday night at practice was in my basement, and they dyed my hair. None of them knew what they were doing.
Perfect.
I let the freshman do it because her mom is a beautician, so I told her she was most qualified. If that what motivates them, I'm good with that. I mean, it's going to grow out. My wife's like, man, that looks hideous. But it's getting better. It's growing on me now.
It looks good.
You know, it's taming down a little bit. So,
yeah.
And then I thought, man, I'll look good at the Bengals game. I had my orange Burrow jersey on.
Beautiful.
And they go lay an egg. So, you know, but. So the next thing they want to do is if we win the MAC, they want to dye my goatee purple.
So I said,
we can probably do that, but we're going to use that like spray paint stuff instead of the real stuff.
Yeah.
So
because that could get into basketball season.
Yeah.
A little strange.
By the end of the year,
I'm kind of concerned that once I cut it, it might end up. Who knows what color?
Yep.
Bonnie, you're awesome.
All right,
you are a wonderful Fort Recovery Indian.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
One of the
you
best.
Guys have been great. Yeah, too, and everything you do, and I know I told the girls tonight, hey, I know you got religion, but you might want to tune in. Yeah. So hopefully a couple of them have a few earpieces.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, good luck. talk and kick some butt.
And if they did listen in, they can tell their parents they listened in the archives.
That's right.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Hey, down to Turning Trail, and we'll get you back in.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
That is head coach Jeff Vaughn of the Lady Indians, and they're having an unbelievable
season.
And they got a big one tomorrow at St. Henry at the Mercer County Elks, and then the MAC coming up, and it'd be neat fee with.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
You know, you think about Joe Bruins and what he, that's awesome. Let's take a break, come right back. Steve Hellwagon, where we'll talk Buckeye football.
All right.
Right after this.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Ford Recovery work for you.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This year's one-of-a-kind auctions theme will be Americana, and the committee is inviting the public to make donations for the auction, which will take place on Sunday, November 3rd. Whether it's national, Ohio, or Fort Recovery items, if you have a good idea for interesting or special items for their auction, you can drop them off at BU Floral in downtown Fort Recovery at least 2 weeks before the auction. So if you have some Americana items that you think would be of interest to others, you can donate them to the one-of-a-kind auction committee and help raise money to maintain our visitor center and the historical sites around our town.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
We're back.
We are back now.
Okay.
We're back.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're joined by Bucknuts writer, Mr. Steve Hellwagon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Not a lot, buddy.
Not much.
Good start to the season?
Yeah, 2-0 and two blowout victories. You know, it's interesting the way this all worked out. They were supposed to play a game at Washington, and that got canceled 2 years ago when USC and UCLA joined the Big Ten because they did not want to have the situation where they'd have to go out to the West Coast twice in the same year, potentially at Washington and at USC or at UCLA. And then a year later, Washington joins the Big Ten. So at any rate, they were originally supposed to go to UCLA this year under the new Big Ten schedule that was concocted, and then when Washington joined last year, it got all scuttled, and now they're headed to Oregon here in October. Yeah. So it was Washington, it was UCLA, and now it's Oregon. But as a long story short, that's why they got stuck with Akron, Western Michigan, and Marshall,
and
these three non-conference games to fill the schedule and make a bunch of money, nonetheless, for them at their home games.
Yeah,
and you know, here's an interesting factoid: the defending national champion, Michigan, they won the national championship last year without playing a Power Four team in the non-conference, and maybe that's a good omen, I guess, for Ohio State.
There you go.
Yeah, I did not know that that's the reason they start out with three MAC schools. You are a wealth of knowledge, Mr. Elway.
Oh, we try to be. We try to be.
So, Coach Day, you think he is like this? Has got to be a bummer coming out of the gate with two blowouts. Your team's cooking, and now you got to take a bye. That's surely got to be it. That's got to drive him crazy.
Well, you know, I think for the players, you know, everything's been the first half against Akron was a little bit wonky. I think we all agree about that.
Yeah.
The run blocking wasn't what it needed to be. They didn't sustain drives. They gave up a field goal on the first drive of the year for Akron. Or actually, I think they went 3 and out and then gave up the field goal. But whatever it was, you know, it wasn't the start everybody wanted. But the last six quarters have been lights out. It was 35-3 in the second half against Akron, and then 56-0 over the course of the game against Western Michigan. So last six quarters have been lights out. They played 80 players in the game on Saturday against Western Michigan. So everybody coming to the facility has to have a smile on their face that they got into the game for a few plays and got to make some things happen. And now with each passing game going forward, it's going to get tougher. Marshall just played a game at Virginia Tech this past week. They were actually down 17-14 in the third quarter. We're right there. And they lost the game 31-14. And they've got some big, good-sized athletes who are going to come into Ohio Stadium and test the Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michigan State, they're undefeated, probably be undefeated when Ohio State plays them, having beaten Maryland, this past week. And then Iowa, and then at Oregon. So the challenges will get tougher with each passing week. And to me, it's different. You know, the last 4 years, they've started with a Big Ten team or Notre Dame in the first game.
Right. Yeah.
And then had the Laffer games after that. This year, it's been in reverse. But I don't want to dwell on this. It was a good recipe for that team up north the last couple of years.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we'll go with it. We'll go with it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. That's right. You know, you look at the Marshall, and they're not your typical MAC school, and they're more like the Northern Illinois. And with Northern Illinois doing what they did to Notre Dame, that's got to give Ryan Day's going to be able to say, hey, look here, boys, don't think about taking these guys lightly.
Yep.
No doubt. I think that game is a wake-up call. It's the first time ever that Notre Dame's lost to a MAC school. They had played them 10 times, 10 different MAC schools or whatever. You know, it was the first time a Mid-American Conference team had beaten Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame in recent years has had some great teams, but at the same time, they've had some teams that have kind of fallen off a little bit, and they've lost to teams like South Florida there and Navy and, you know, different teams over the years recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it wasn't a tremendous shock. They did play that great against Texas A&M. They just won the game down in Texas A&M. And they came back and believed the hype and never grabbed control of the game against Northern Illinois. And Northern Illinois was there at the end and won it. Hmm. And so the good news, you know, you look at what Ryan Day has done. I don't think he's lost yet to an unranked team in his time at Ohio State. And, excuse me, 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with folks here.
No problem, buddy.
And so he's never lost to an unranked team. And so that's been a good omen for Ohio State this far. And if they can keep that up, they'll be right where they need to be at the end of the season.
I remember talking to you last year, and you talked a little bit about Kyle McCord, and you said, although he catches a lot of hell, he's an easy kid to root for. And you've always been a fan of Kyle McCord, and he's off to a tremendous start at Syracuse. But if you look at Will Howard, I think the Buckeyes might have a keeper there. What do you think?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I think you got to like what he has shown so far for the Buckeyes. His ability, I think we're going to see it with each passing week. His ability to run the football is tremendous. And I think, by and large, he has thrown the ball very well.
Yep.
He has made some great throws, back shoulder throw to Jeremiah Smith in the end zone. I think in the Akron game was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He almost hit Thurman for a touchdown this past week. We've debated on our message board. The people on our side of Bucknuts are crazy.
Yeah, right.
And they take these they take these single plays and they break them down. And they're like, this was a great throw by Will Howard, that it was only where his guy could get it. And then I come in and have to be the bearer of bad news and say, well, I was at the game. He floated that ball. If he drives it into him, about a 40-yard play, that's a touchdown.
Yep.
That's a touchdown. If he drives it into him, the defender never gets there in time to knock it away. So, and again, that's one of the one or two throws I think that Howard would probably want back so far. And, you know, he's done great. And that's just kind of where he's at right now, I think. You got to be happy with what he's shown so far, and I think we're going to see more. What they've done is put him out there to make decisions with running the ball or throwing the ball, and he's really flourished so far. But as we said, the challenges and the defenses are going to get tougher. I watched the Virginia Tech game, and definitely Marshall's got some dudes on defense. Mm-hmm. So Ohio State's offensive line is going to have to play really well. So yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge, I think, for the Buckeyes going forward.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah Smith, would you put him above a Marvin Harrison at this point, or where do you put him? Equal?
Yeah, that's really crazy. He has started out, and of course Marvin, when he started out as a freshman, was behind.
Where
like
in the hell are you at?
It's okay, Bob.
Well, we had golf league tonight. Oh. We were done.
Yep.
And so we went to the Mexican restaurant to celebrate the golf league. It's finally done.
There you go. Well,
we're waiting for the mariachi band to start up.
Exactly.
So what'd you shoot today?
Well, let's just say I contributed a little bit. You know, my usual 43. You know, what can I say?
That's not bad at all.
And I contributed.
Yeah.
I should be better. I've only been playing since I'm 6 years old, and I'm now like 56. So.
Yeah. I know.
So after 50 years.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So,
after 50 years, I ought to be better at this, but yeah.
It's still
you were asking about Jeremiah Smith. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, he's as good as anybody I've ever seen after two games. Mm. And yet, you know, he's going to face bigger, stronger, faster athletes going forward, and then we'll know what they really have. But, you know, just tap the brakes on him. You know, it was interesting. He had that early play, the 70-yard touchdown, where he kind of caught it and split the defense and took it to the house.
Yeah.
And after the game, nobody really talked about it because there were so many other great plays in that game, blowing them out 56-0, mm-hmm. and so many other things to talk about, that there were very little discussed about Jeremiah Smith. But he is very, very, very special player. And you know, I think Emeka Buka deserves credit for everything that guy does. Mm. And Carnell Tate is coming into his own as well. So, you know, the three of them playing together, and Brandon Ennis, you got a great group of wide receivers.
And you got a pair of running backs.
Yeah, and then throw in the 1-2 punch behind him.
Yeah, how about that this past week? Travion Henderson played really well the first week against Akron and was really good again this past week against Western.
Mm-hmm.
And then Judkins, I think he had the new running backs coach, Carlos Lachlan, in his ear all week saying, hey, you got to do better than this. And he ran very upset. He was he was very honked off, let's just say, going into that game. And he was running over guys and through guys. And really played a great game.
He
so so glad to see that. And you know, he every game they get through where both Henderson and Judkins are healthy, they're one step closer to the national championship. That's how I look at it.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Steve Hellwagon, enjoy the hell out of your supper.
Yep.
Can we talk later in the season?
Yeah, let's make it a you know, every few weeks, let's get together because
love it.
You know, we got this stretch coming up. I mean, it's going to. I was joking.
Yeah.
You know, with Ryan Day 2 weeks ago during preseason camp, everything seemed positive. Nobody was getting hurt, and I joked with him. He was walking out. I said, you know, everything's great. Everything's going good in the preseason. He goes, oh, the storms are coming. You know they're coming. So,
that's right.
You know, the head coach has got his got one eye on the horizon. So yes, there you go.
Thanks a lot, man, for taking the time
Thanks,
out.
Steve.
And we will talk to you soon.
Enjoy
it. Be good.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
That is Steve Hellwagon from 24/7 Buckeye Sports. We're going to come right back with Sports Talk presented by the IGA.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Join us on September 22nd at 2 p.m. for a special tribute concert to the music of John Denver at the Elementary Middle School Auditoria, 865 Sharpsburg Road in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Washington State native Ted Vigil will perform the John Denver tribute concert to help the Opera House Committee raise funds for the ongoing renovation of the historic Opera House. John Denver, an iconic American songwriter and singer, captivated audiences in the 70s and 80s with his Grammy-winning hits such as Take Me Home, Country Roads, Sunshine on My Shoulders, and Rocky Mountain High. Experience the music that made John Denver a worldwide sensation. Tickets are available at the Tin Cupboard or Cout Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For more information, please call 419-375-3034. Limited tickets may be available at the door on the day of the concert. So don't wait. Purchase your tickets now for Sunday, September 22nd, the John Denver Tribute Concert, benefiting the Fort Recovery Opera House.
Indians volleyball team as they beat the Salina Bulldogs on Monday night. Proved a 6-3.
We didn't. I'm not sure who was playing for us the first set. We didn't play well. And then after that,
back good though.
Yeah, we were kind of back and forth the first 5, 6, 7 points, and then I can't remember which one of the girls. We had two different girls that stepped up and scored 4, 5, 6, 7 points in a row, and turned that set around, changed the complete momentum. And we've had girls that have done that several times this year.
So you're broadcasting that. That is the hardest thing to broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
The ball's everywhere. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and...
And it goes so fast by the time you say, okay, we picked it up in the back. No, they scored.
Yeah.
What does that happen?
If you're watching on the NFHS, you know that I'm at least five seconds behind.
I was out. Janice was watching it, and it was like, that is the hardest thing to announce. It's got to be impossible.
And you know what's amazing, and kind of promoting the competition a little bit, Ron Brunswick names every person that touches the ball every single time.
Unbelievable.
That's not possible. If it was your own kids, you couldn't name them that fast.
No.
He is incredible.
Yeah, but that's all he does. I mean, that's
his job.
He's retired, and that
he is. He likes that.
Yep,
he takes it personal too.
He does.
He does.
And he is very good at sports.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But you're right.
He's exactly the right person for that job.
But you know what? Like Hobbs and Joke when they did football.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, they were good too.
Yeah, they were the. I think they were the best high school radio team in the state. I'd hate to find anybody better than that team because
Johan does a good job.
Johan is very good.
Yeah, he does very good.
Yeah, yep. I mean that's got to be tough when you're sitting there and your team's getting absolutely freaking killed like Coldwater.
Trying to come up with something positive. You know, you just got to kind of go with the flow.
Johan does a good job with that. Yeah. Indians travel to St. Henry Friday night, take on the Redskins. Yep. Volleyball Thursday night. Minster?
No, New Bremen. At New Bremen.
Ooh. At Bremen. Ooh.
Yep, that'll be a WPGW simulcast. Rob Weaver does a great job, too. He's good. I can usually get the score right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's the one thing about NFHS. You never know the score. So you were telling the score. At least I knew what was going on. But
the problem with NHS is we're the only ones that got us in Parkway, right?
Yeah.
And now, everybody's getting huddled, and now people are saying the huddle's having problems.
Right.
So.
But I think all they've moved, NFHS is better.
Really?
I feel like it is. I feel like the picture is better. You still don't get the score, but I feel like...
They used to have the score. I didn't notice that at all.
At least on timeouts or something. At least give us an idea, but...
Yeah, they used to have...
With you doing the... You know, at least I knew what was going on. I knew the score then.
But. Yeah, I
you got the NFHS?
Janice does.
Tight is a new boot.
I got rid of her.
Yep. I had it, too. I got rid of it. I can get it. I can get it on my phone. If we got a big game, I can enter in.
You can always dig it in.
$10 or something.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
What else?
Or you could go to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we got bingo. You going?
Cosmic bingo. I don't do anything anymore. I used to be the letter guy. I'd put the numbers up there and stuff for Bill.
Now you're out of that.
It's all technical. I'm out.
You're out.
Yep.
But you can still go and have fun.
Oh, yeah. I always go drink beer with them.
Yep. That's right. Fun. We got that tomorrow night. We got the Indian Volleyball at New Bremen. WPG Rob Weaver will have that. Simulcast on Fort Covey Radio.
Yep.
On Friday, we're going to St. Henry take on the mighty Redskins.
Absolutely.
And then on Saturday, I think we got...
We don't have any sports, so I'm going out to the Party with a Purpose.
Perfect.
That is great.
Those guys were awesome. Those guys are just incredibly cool guys.
You just love them because they all got Hawaiian shirts on.
Yeah, I've never seen so many Hawaiian shirts.
They just got one. They just got shipped in today, they said.
Is that right?
Yep.
Did they get you one?
No, they don't need to get me one.
You got
to
get one.
No, because it doesn't have pockets.
Oh, they're out.
You got to have pockets.
Yep.
Got anything else, my friend?
I do not.
I don't either. We will see you next week. Coach Guggenbiller and Hal McCoy join us.
Yeah.
For Recovery Radio. Awesome. Be a great show.
Yep.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, Neil Spencer, the owner, operator for Recovery Radio. I am Bob Stalker. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. We'll be right back. Fort Recovery Indians.